What we'll do is we'll get started, as we always do, with a Bible class by naming our sins to God the Father.
在今天的课程，我们非常欢迎大家参加这一次新的一个主题。那在开始上课之前，就像平常我们过去的一个程序，我们一定要先对我们的天父认罪。
Yeah, and this comes out in 1 John 1:9.
这是来自约翰一书一章九节的经句。
Okay, this is the verse that we tend to refer to. There are other verses in the Bible, but this verse explains simply why we need to name our sins.
就是有非常多的经句都是有关我们为什么要认罪。但是呢，约翰一书一章九节最清楚的让我们理解到我们要跟天父认罪作为祷告的开始的主要原因。
Okay, because God says, if we name our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
因为这个经句的内容是这样说的，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Yeah, if you don't name your sins after you're sinning, you've lost the filling of the Holy Spirit, and you will not get the filling of the Holy Spirit back until you name your sins.
我们要知道，就是当我们犯错的时候啊，我们就失去了圣灵充满的状态，一直到我们对神认罪的时候，我们才重新可以让圣灵充满。
Yeah, and we need the filling of the Holy Spirit to learn doctrine because He is our teacher, He's our mentor.
而我们必须是在一个圣灵充满的状况下，圣灵才能够教导我们，因为圣灵就是我们真正的一个属灵的老师。
And this is what Jesus taught in John 14:26.
在约翰福音的十四章
26节
，也有提到这一件事情。
I'll teach more about that later, but what we need to do right now is to name our sins so that we can have this power of the Holy Spirit.
好，我们等一会儿再多讲一些，但是在我们开始上课前，我们还是一样，先认真的对神做一个认罪的祷告。
So we just close our eyes, and in our minds, we can tell God our sins, and He will cleanse us.
那这时候我们就是闭上我们的眼睛，非常专注在神的身上，让神跟神说，我们知道我们自己所犯的错，然后就是自己内心说就好了。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this time that we have to study your word.
我们感谢天父，让我们有这个机会来研读你的话语。
We give thanks for the filling of the Holy Spirit who will teach us these things.
我们也感谢圣灵能够教导我们所有你要教的。
We give thanks for your word, which is the power with the filling of the Holy Spirit in order that we can live the spiritual life that you've given to us.
经由圣灵的充满，我们学习，然后让我们的生命可以随着神的教导而前进。
We give thanks for your grace and for your love in all things.
感谢你给我们的恩典和你给我们的爱，还有所有的你给我们的。
We pray for guidance as we study about these things and about your plan for our lives.
让我们也感谢你教导我们，引导我们，让我们能够理解你对我们的计划。
We give thanks in Christ's name.
感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. In 1 John 1:9, it's really important to understand the meaning of this word here in the Greek. It's homologomen, which means that they usually translate as confess.
在约翰一书一章九节里面呢，有一个很重要的字哈，这个是希腊文。在 Can you repeat that Greek?
Homologomen.
Homologomen.
Yes.
好，那这个字呢，其实就是所谓的这个认罪的意思。
Yeah, it's a funny sounding word, but you can see that there's the omicrons. You've got three omicrons, and this is an omega, so they all make the O sound here. O, like that's a homologomen.
这个字呢，很多的那个母音啊，都是 O 的音，所以 homologomen。嗯，那就是是一个很有趣的一个希腊字。
Yeah, but the problem is they translate this word as confess, and often people think confess is like some emotional experience you have.
这个字呢，英文是叫做 confess. 好，那 confess 这个就是我们好像就是我们在承认错的那个说法。好，那常常大家以为认错是一种非常 情绪性的，就是感情上面的一种感觉。
Yeah, but we have to understand that the word homologomen, when it's pure verb form, is actually homologeo. But the real meaning of the word is just to name or to say or to speak.
Okay, 这个字呢，homologomen, 其实呢，它真正的意思就是你把它说出来的意思，就你把它讲出来。
Yeah, so the word, you even see in the dictionary here, this is a famous, like a Greek lexicon. Lexicon is like a dictionary. And they give the word here, acknowledge. That's a really good translation of this word homologeo.
Okay, 就说现在在荧幕上面呢，所大家所看到的这个字呢，有一个希腊的，一个很棒的一个希腊字典，好。把这个圣经都做了翻译，那这个翻译他把那个刚才讲的这个 homo
logeo
log 在
可以 well if you look at the very basic word form because it changed but here it is here homo logeo is a different
OK homo logeo 哈这个字呢其实它有点像acknowledgement 这个英文的话就是好像认知就你认知到你的错那个认知的概念。
Yeah. And when you acknowledge something, the first thing you have to do is admit that you're wrong. Like if you've done a sin, you have to admit to yourself that this is wrong, and then you're speaking it to somebody else, or in this case, God the Father.
其实所谓认知你的错，就是你自己要承认。所以重点是在于你承认你知道你所错的事，而你要说出来给对方听。那这个说出来给对方听的那个对象现在就是我们的天父。
And we have to understand that this verse, in fact, a lot of verses in scripture about what we call judicial operation. It's a court case. A lot of the Christian life is about God's justice. And because it's about God's justice, we have a lot of terminology and a lot of concepts, which is very similar to what you see in a court.
我们要理解说在我们的所谓基督徒的生命中啊我们很多时候其实在面对的是一个有如在法庭上的一个状态。就是说你做的所有的事情是对与错其实都天父他都坐在那个宝座上面他就好像是一个法官一样他都是在谈的是一个公义。那个公义其实就在辨我们的天父在辨别我们的对错。
I could teach a whole doctrine about this, and we spent a lot of time actually learning about this in the past. But one concept to help you understand this very clearly is the Bible says many times, God is the judge.
这个有很多很多的案例或者是一些解释，那个 Tim 都可以再跟我们做解释。但是最重要的一个概念就是我们要理解神其实就是那个法官。
Yeah, that's used as a noun. So we see the verses and it says God is the judge, but also many times as a verb. God is judging. He judges the unbeliever. He judges Satan. He judges sin.
所以呢，神是那个坐在法官的那个宝座上的那个法官，是，这是一个名词，是一个角色，但是他同时也常常就是在判定，好，这些做错的撒旦，然后判定就是判别错误的这些不信神的人好然后以及判定我们所犯的罪。
Yeah, the greatest judgment we see in human history is the cross, of course. The cross is a statement of pure justice and grace and love, of course. But God took all of our sins and put them on Jesus Christ and he judged Jesus Christ for our sins.
我们当然知道神他不只是一个判别我们的错。罪的人的神他同时呢也给我们恩典给我们爱但是我们必须要理解就是这些罪其实后来全部都放在耶稣基督的身上而让耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死这是神在判定我们所有人类的罪的时候他用了一个方法去让人得到救赎
And whenever God does a judgment or makes a statement in the Bible about his judgments, it's coming from his absolute perfect standard of justice.
我们要理解啊，就是对神来讲，他所有的判定是来自他那个完美无瑕的公义。
Yeah, God has an absolute perfect standard. That's what makes him God.
神之所以能够成为神，是因为他的标准是 百分百的，所以他的公义是百分百的，是没有任何的瑕疵的。
And any judgment that God makes, like his blessings, is absolutely perfect. Whether he judges people or whether he blesses people, all of his decisions, everything that God does is from his perfection.
我们要理解哈，神虽然给我们很大的祝福恩典，但是他还是一样，他还是有一个完美主义的一个公义在那边。那之所以为神，就是因为他所有的这些公义都是百分百。
And there's a lot of applications we can make from that to apply to our own lives.
就是这样子的概念会引用在我们生活的方方面面。
One of those is that you can say that God is never unfair. Because he's making perfect decisions, God is never unfair to anybody.
而且呢，我们可以说呢，神呢是不会对任何人不公平的。
And that's what Satan likes to say. God, you're unfair because you're sentencing me to the lake of fire.
但是我们常常听到撒旦说啊，说这个神是不公平的，才会把这个撒旦要送到这个火湖里面烧死。
Yeah, and some people that aren't Christians, they say it's not fair that God is sending the unbelievers. If you don't believe in Jesus, you go to the lake of fire. That's not fair. I don't believe that.
我们也知道呢，有很多的非信徒，就是不信神的人，他们都说神是他是不公平的，因为居然我们不信神，就要把我们送到火湖去。
Yeah, but we can apply that to our own lives as well, because sometimes you might say to yourself, "Oh, that's not fair. Or, this person is unfair to me." Well, this situation that is no good, and I've lost my job, and I've lost my whatever. You might have you got frustrated about something, and you say that's not fair.
而我们自己在生活上，我们也常常会说，哦，这样太不公平了。这个人对我不公平，然后为什么那个人得到那个好处，我却没有？等等的，我们经常会埋怨神对我们不公平。
You have to realize God controls history, so everything that's happening in your life.It's based on your decisions, but it's also based on the guidance and the ruling of God. So you have these two things working together, your decisions and God's decisions, and they work together.
而我们要知道呢，其实我们的神是掌握所有的历史，过去、现在与未来，而他所有的事情的结果，他的后果，其实是来自于我们的决定跟神的决定，是这两个是一起造成事情的结果。
I should put this on the board. I hope you can all see it. Let me stop the screen sharing. I think we'll go into the camera here. Hopefully on the Zoom you can see this.
现在希望在 Zoom 上面的人看得到 Tim 在黑板上所写的。
Okay. Now, we call it the sovereignty of God, from the word sovereign, which means king.
我们要谈这个字啊，就是所谓的主权。
I think because it just shines that light. Remember, it shines a light on the board. And if I can take that light bulb out, I think it's this one.
Or we just turn off.
Ah. Oh, that's both. Okay, that's all right. That's good,
right?
I think.
Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it gives a nice romantic atmosphere.
A sleepy
atmosphere. People fall asleep, we have to turn all the lights back on. Right. Okay, let's write it here. So we've got the sovereignty of God. And the free will of man. This is very important. Free will is your volition.
Okay. 就是在我们的整个圣经教义里面有一个很重要的概念哈，就是神掌权，但是呢，人却有自由意志，是同时存在的。
Okay. So, yes, you are free to make decisions, and yes, God can take your decisions,And make them a blessing, turn them into a blessing or a cursing. That, you know, he has to judge you if you make a bad decision.
所以呢，神他是拥有整个这个下决定的权利，要祝福一个人，或者是要诅咒一个人。但是神做这件事情，他决定要祝福或诅咒，是来自于人他自由意志所做为他自己的生活他选择，然后神就做了这样的一个所谓的判定。
We have to be careful when we say that God judges the believer, actually he disciplines is a better word. Because remember our sins were judged at the cross. God will never judge you for your sins, but if you make a bad decision, he will discipline you.
好，所以但我们要理解这个比较好的一个词，就是说神对于一个人他是不会说诅咒的，神只会用的方法是要管教，神会管教我们。
Yeah, so God has made a plan, actually. This plan is from what God knows in eternity past. He's omniscient. He knew every decision you would make. So everything that happens in your life, God has a response.
我们要知道哈，就是神对我们是有计划的，而这个计划是从亘古到现在到未来，他都因为他是同时无所不知的，所以他是从过去到现在未来，他一起就已经完全在他的计划之中。
You have no excuse to say God is unfair to you.
我们人其实没有任何的理由或者任何的借口来说神是不是公平。
Yeah, because every decision God makes on your behalf is perfect. Because he loves you, right? And he wants to bless you. If he does discipline you, it's because of your own fault. You made a bad decision.
神是爱我们的，哦，他最终是想要随时都可以祝福我们的。但是如果他要管教我们，绝对是因为我们做错一些决定。
So,every decision or every action that God does to you, it's perfect. You cannot say God is unfair.
而神呢，对我们所做的所有的决定呢，绝对是一个完美的决定，是为我们好而做的。
Okay, so that's the first application we can make. I mean, again, there's many applications, but one application we can make is that God is always fair to you.
所以我们必须要理解，就是神其实是永远都是对我们是公平的，因为他是为我们而好的，所以他的所有的管教也是为我们好的，这个是我们必须要理解的一个对这个概念的应用。
Yeah, remember we're making applications from this verse, 1 John 1:9.
这个所谓我们现在谈的就是约翰一书一章九节的一个应用。
Another application we can make, because we know that God is just and he's fair and his decisions are perfect, it means that God doesn't make decisions from emotion. He's making them from his perfect standard.
而且我们要理解，就是神所下的所有的决定都不是来自他一时的情绪，都一定是来自于完美的一个决定。
Yeah, some people think God is emotional.
有些人以为神是感情用事的。
Possibly because I think God is love and I think love is an emotion.
因为很多人会这样讲，可能是因为神代表的是一个爱，那爱对我们人来讲好像是一种情绪。
And that's because from a human viewpoint, when people get involved in love and they fall in love and stuff, like they're having emotional reactions.
那是因为我们人其实是一个非常感情用事的动物，就是我们很多时候以为我们在爱的时候是因为来自于我们一个感觉。
You have to remember that emotion goes up and down. Emotion changes. We have the word motion, and emotion means to move. It's moving, it's changing.
我知道那个 emotion, 那个 motion, 哈 ,motion 就是动。所以 emotion 其实是感动，哈，是一个情绪。那是我们人类的一个感觉，它是会高高起，低低起伏，一直变化中的。
Yep.And actually the Bible talks about emotions. Paul says, for example, you need to control your emotions.
保罗呢，他说我们需要去控制我们的情感的这种波动。
Yeah, and it's interesting, when he uses that word, here they translate as affections. This is 2 Corinthians 6:12. When he uses the word, splanchnon. Splanchnon actually, they translate as stomach, but it really means your emotions.
Where is the stomach?
心
肠狭窄。那个我们现在看一下哥林多后书的6章12节。你们狭窄原不在乎我们，是在乎自己的心肠狭窄。他这个心肠原来的原文的意思是那个胃啊。
And there's verses even in the Old Testament where, like Jeremiah, for example, he talks about God is weighing the emotions, but he uses the words like kidney. Kilia means like kidneys or liver from the Hebrew.So you see, God weighs the emotions, but when they use the word emotions, they're using words relating to the body to talk about emotions.
我们要理解，就是说在圣经里面常常讲到的这个所谓的感情或感觉，它常常都是跟我们的肉体是有关的，会讲到的是我们的这个kidney 是肾脏，好，会跟肾脏啊这些，可能就跟我们的内分泌是有关的。
Well, here's an example. Like, this is the old King James Version, the original King James Version. They translate this word splanchnon, which means emotions, as bowels, and bowels means your stomach.
那在那个詹姆士国王的英文翻译版本里面呢，他把他讲到说我们的情感，他用的那个字呢是用的是肠子的翻译。
You could look at 20 different English Bible versions and they'll give you maybe 20 different translations because they're not really sure how to translate this word in English.
我们如果看那个20种不同的英文翻译的版本哦，大概会有20种不一样的用词用字。
Like here, this is the dictionary again. So you have intestine, pity or sympathy. Sympathy means like emotions, have an emotion for someone. Inward affection, tender mercy. So you have all these different meanings of this word.
所以这个字呢还有包括你的怜悯心啊，你的这个你对一个人的那种情感的那个感觉，然后你的 mercy 跟 sympathy 同理心哈，全部这些词都可以拿来作为我们的感觉的这个翻译。
And one other really interesting. So if you have a question, you can ask.
你有问题可以直接问。
Okay. Yeah. Don't be shy if you.
你说一下啊。
Okay. If you do have questions, that's okay to ask, and online as well, you can post them, and that's okay.
Just want to know which word you translate.
Let's go back to this one here. Is compare. So you had something in the Chinese there. In the English here, you have the word affections.
In Chinese, is stomach or yours? 就是他说这个字很神奇的，就是你对于你如果翻译的时候，你会发现它好像在讲你的情感、你的感觉， yeah. 你好像有什么感觉，但其实它的原文在古时候的原文又是那个什么肠子啦、胃啊，就是代表是说我们的感觉其实是跟我们的肉体，它是用同一个字，你可以知道那个意思吗？
它有20几个器官去形容 affection 吗？
不是，就是说应该是说不同的翻译就用了不同的器官，或者是感觉，所以这两个字在原文跟那个概念上面跟我们现在的人是不太一样的。
I'm just going to put up some words here. These are, we call them endorphins in the body. You're probably familiar with these. I'm not sure if you know the English, but words like dopamine, endorphin, adrenaline, these are chemicals inside your body. They're an amino acid based substance in the body.
内啡肽就是什么脑内啡什么的那种那个词，我们看到什么endorphin 啊，还有 dopamine，they
are
多巴胺哦，这些都是我们身体里面的各种激素，就是跟荷尔蒙有关的激素。
Yeah, and there's one I've forgotten. They actually call this one like the love endorphin. They say that when you fall in love, there's actually this endorphin, this chemical being produced in your body, which goes to the brain.And gives you this emotional reaction.
就像我们说我们有一种恋爱的感觉，其实就是你的脑中会产生这个 endorphin， 就是脑内啡的那
内啡多巴胺。
对，多巴胺。没有，现在不是现在这是三个嘛？但是中间这个 endorphin，
there's about 20, at least 20 that they know about.
这种感觉呢，就是有这个东西产生的时候，我们就会心里面就会产生一种爱的感觉。好，那这样就让你的这个化学身体的那个化学变化，让你觉得你进入某一种状态，那个让你觉得好像你好爱上人家。
Okay, so whether you look at from the Bible or you look at modern science, or you can think about your own experiences, what it's like to maybe fall in love, or you watch a romantic movie, for example, and you feel these things going through your body, and you start to cry, for example.
所以我们不论是从圣经上学的，或者是说从现在的科学上学的，或者从我们的生活中好，我们所感受到的，我们都会理解到说我们人是有情感的那些变化，然后让我们觉得好像陷入一个爱情，或者是陷入一个生气的状态。
Yeah, but Paul is saying in the verse there from 2 Corinthians, he's saying, don't be led by your emotions. You need to follow the word of God, which we're teaching with open mouths.
所以呢，保罗呢，在 哥林多后书的六章十二节所讲的，他其实就在教我们说，我们千万不要跟随我们的情绪，因为情绪是一个肉体的化学变化，而我们要呢是跟随着圣经，就是神的话语所教导的去行事，而不要跟着你的情绪去行事。
Now we have to understand God does not have emotions.
而我们要理解呢，其实神并没有这种情绪的大变化。
Because God does not change.
因为神是永恒不变的。
God is what we call immutable. Immutable is one of the characteristics of God, and immutable means he doesn't change. He's perfect. And if he's perfect, why would he change?
就像神有的这个几种特质里面的一个很重要的特质，它就是永恒不变的。那如果它是一个完美的，它何必要变呢？
Even God's love does not change.
而神对我们的爱也是不会变的。
Now, you should be familiar with the word agape, which we read about a lot in the Bible.
我们都知道 agape, 这个在新约圣经里面一直讲的那种就是完全 不可能改变的爱。
Now, there's other kinds of love mentioned in the Bible. You have philos, for example, which is like a brotherly type love.
我们在这个圣经里面学到很多种爱，一种 philia, 这种是对兄弟之间的爱。
Okay, so philos is we say brotherly love, I guess. And then you have the word eros, which is like a physical love. We have the word erotic come from this.
还有一个 eros, 这种是比较是那种肉体的爱。
It can be interpreted as lust, something like that.
情欲的爱。
Okay. But the Greek word that we see when God loves us, it's agape. It's an agape love.
而神对我们的爱呢，用的是 agape, 这就是希腊文里面是完全跟前面两种爱不一样的。
For example, in John 3:16.
就是约翰福音里面的三章十六节里面用到的爱。
You should know that verse. God loved the world so much that he gave his son.
就是神爱我们，是以至于他给了我们他的儿子。
Now, when God gave Jesus Christ to us to take the punishment for our sins, this was not an emotional decision.
当神愿意把他的儿子耶稣基督献给我们，来到世上来承担我们所有的罪，这绝对不是一个非常情绪化、感情用事的决定。
God does not want anybody to go to the lake of fire.
因为神不希望任何一个人被将来必须要被抛入这个火湖之中。
For example, 1 Timothy 2:3.
提摩太前书二章第三节。
It says God is not wishing for anyone to perish. He wants everybody to be saved.
神不希望任何人被消失，他希望所有的人都得救。
And the only way we can be saved is by having our sins punished at the cross.
而唯一我们能够得救赎的唯一方法，就是有耶稣基督为我们在十字架上而死。
Which God already did for us.
而神已经为我们做了这件事。
And then God says, if you believe that, then you can have my perfect righteousness.
而神说，只要你相信他的儿子耶稣基督为我们而死，你就可以得到一个完全完美的一个公义，你就会得到完整的公义。
And that's how God demonstrates his love for us, not through emotions, but through this judicial process.
这就是神对我们的爱，他完全不是因着他的感情用事的状况来爱我们，他是完全为我们做了一个完美的爱，一个公义的完整的公义。
Okay, so in Romans 5, and I need to get rid of that, okay. In Romans 5:8, it says that God demonstrates his love.
好，在罗马书的五章八节呢，也很清楚告诉我们神如何来展现他对我们的爱。
Yeah. How does he do that? By sending Christ to die for us.
这边写说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
When you translate properly in the Greek, it means Jesus died as our substitute.
我们如果对圣经够熟悉的话，我们就知道呢，耶稣基督其实是我们的代罪羔羊。
But anyway, when you understand about God and God's love, you have to know it doesn't change. God's love does not change.
所以我们必须理解，就是神对我们的爱是永远不会变的。
One application we can make from this is that some days you might think, God doesn't love me because life is unfair and all these bad things are happening. God doesn't love me today.
有时候我们心情很坏，碰到一些坏事，我们说，哦，神不公平，神不爱我了。
It must have been because I sinned yesterday. I did that sin yesterday, and so maybe he doesn't love me so much today.
我们甚至有时候会因为我们曾经做错事，或比如说昨天我犯了罪，所以就以为神不爱我了。
Yeah, or I haven't been to church for a month. I've been so busy, and because I haven't been to church, God doesn't love me anymore.
然后我可能太忙了，有一个月没去教会了，所以神现在一定不爱我了。
Oh, I didn't pay my tithes, or I haven't been praying enough, so God, he stopped loving me.
那我也没有付十一奉献，然后我也很久没有祷告了，所以神一定不爱我了。
That is blasphemy. You're discrediting God. You're saying bad things about God.
当我们说神不爱我们了，我们就是在亵渎神。
Because you're saying that God's love is changing, and he's loving you or not loving you depending on what you do, that's arrogance.
如果我们以为神爱我们或不爱我们是因为我们的行为的话，那就代表是我们非常的傲慢。
Yeah, and you might think, oh, God loves that person more than me because I see them going to church all the time and God is blessing them. God must love him more than he does me.
因为就好像说你以为那个人每个礼拜都去教会，神就会爱他多一点。那你少去了几次，你就会爱少一点，爱你少一点。你把神的形象说成这样，这就是一个亵渎神。
Yeah, God doesn't love you because of what you're doing or because of what you're not doing.
我们要理解神爱我们，完全跟我们所作所为一点关系都没有。
Okay, now you have to ask, why does God love us? And I'm talking as believers here, because he has a different love for the unbelievers that he does for believers, because we're his children.